Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchuck from the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and she's actually being very good. She's ready for night-night, and so is Shelly Nunchuck. I have a couple things to talk about on tonight's show. Very, very exciting stuff to talk about, and just hanging in myself, you know, I've had a little touch of the flu, and I'm so ready for bed right now, so I'm hanging on. So if anybody has a boom, it's probably my head hitting off the equipment here. Anyway, I just can't wait to take some cold medicine and go pass right out to bed. But I wanted to make a few announcements and a couple of things here, which I want to go to start off tonight, get right into it, is the Combat Con, which I've never even heard of, but it was it's here. Combat Con is actually June 13th to June 15th at the Riviera in Las Vegas. Come celebrate martial arts and popular culture. Combat Con, where history and fantasy meet. It's combatcon.com to create a national platform for Western martial arts. It says company overview. Combat Con is coming June 13th to the 15th, 2014 at the Riviera Market Calendars. Now, its description says, where can you find fans of sci-fi, fantasy, steampunk, doc fantasy, cosplay, comics, the golden age of piracy, and spectacular fiction? And it should be some martial arts, too. They should add that on there, too. It says, okay, a lot of places, but where can you find them armed with swords, maces, clubs, spears, knives, and other weapons of the West? I'd probably be like, yeah, how about that ninja stuff, huh? Like, Combat Con, of course. Imagine a place where fans of all genres can rub elbows with armed martial artists and try their hand cracking a whip, throwing a dagger, felling an opponent with a two-handed sword, or defeating the zombie horde with a crowbar and a shovel. Yes, folks, this place exists, and it's called Combat Con, where history and fantasy meet. And I'm actually going to go to the website and pull it up. So I guess it's only, they've been only doing it for, I think, a couple of years. But let me see if I can actually pull up the website, thecomiccon.com. I'm going to try to pull that up. And let's see here. And it says, yeah, celebration of martial arts and popular culture. Let's see, I'm just pulling this up. Demonstration and tournaments. So I'm just trying to see. I guess the dates go from Thursday, June 12th to Sunday, June 15th. There's pre-conference classes. It talks about, you know, I guess I'm trying to find where you can sign up. And it says actors and filmmakers, martial artists. Let me see. It says classes, tournaments, martial arts, and demonstrations. That'd be kind of cool. It says a walloping good time, martial arts classes. Take martial arts classes with some of the world's best Western martial arts instructors. There are classes from everyone from beginners to students. Also says demonstrations. Watch incredible demonstrations of skill in martial arts prowess performed by some of the world's leading Western martial artists. Demos will cover a wide range of systems and styles, from empty hand to knife fighting, to whip, to knife throwing, to sword, to spear, and beyond. It says famous people, but they probably don't, you know, it says autographs from favorite stars, they have pictures taken with them. So I was just trying to see if, I just wanted to mention tonight, they don't have, you know, anybody, it's just who to see, where to go. I'm just trying to see featured guests, if this features guests, if it does say, I'm trying to see if it does say anything about featured guests. I don't, because I'm trying to figure out who some of these people are. See, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I guess there are a couple of stunt people in here, and I'm trying to see if there's anybody that I recognize. And I'm trying to find, you know, at least one person I can talk about. I'll have to do my homework on these fellas because I'm trying to figure out, you know, who they are. It's mostly, yeah, it's probably things I haven't really watched. I got to be, you know, truthful about that. I mean, some things I'm trying to figure out who these people are. I mean, not that they probably aren't well known. It's that I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, there's a guy, and I probably do know some of his work. He's just one of them, Paradox Pollock. Is an actor, producer, and movement director. He has worked directly with some of the biggest names in film, including actors Robin Williams, Will Smith, Rene Russo, Chris Hemsworth, and Tom Hiddleston, directors J.J. Abrams and Kenneth Branagh, as well as legendary stunt coordinator and second unit director Vic Armstrong. His films include What Dreams May Come, I Am Legend, Star Trek 2009, and Thor. Pollock began his theatrical work and circus and enjoyed a successful career that spanned over 20 years. His extensive background in performing arts created the foundation for his work as a fight choreographer, a movement director for feature films. Pollock has taken on the role of producer and movement director, joining a team that has developed Starhawk's beloved novel, The Fifth Sacred Thing, into a major motion picture. He's deeply committed to this particular story because it perfectly addresses the politic, cultural, and spiritual issues we face in our rapidly changing world. See, I don't know. I mean, I know some people, I mean, stuff that I've grown up with, and there's some people that ask me about certain names and stuff. You know, I probably do know some of the work. I mean, just because I have a love of martial arts and stuff, I don't know all names and stuff. So, you know, it's good to know about other different things because I've wanted to know, especially for, like, my own film that I'm doing and writing, and I can't believe it's to do my own homework, and I kind of was doing some search, and I came across this. The combat.com is looking up, you know, trying to find out about more Highlander stuff and things that I'm trying to do my homework on, because ideas I'm getting from my films, not just ninjas and samurais, terracotta warriors and Highlanders, where, you know, I want to have, like, ninjas and kilts, and that's what I'm calling the Highlanders, and I'm trying to, you know, learn about that type of things, and I've been on a kick of watching Highlander with Adrian Paul. Oh, yeah. I made it a kilt. I can't help myself. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, some of this, some of the other guys on here, and I'm trying to see, I mean, I probably do know their work. I mean, it's just something, and I probably have to, like, really research this, because I have to be honest, I don't really know, like, this guy named David Baker, and it says, David is the weapons maker and prop fabricator for seasons 1 to 3 of Deadliest Warrior. He custom makes his items, many by traditional forging methods that haven't been seen outside a museum in hundreds of years. His work has been in many feature films and television shows such as Jonah Hex, Dragon Ball Evolution, Leverage, Blood Trail, Eagleheart, and many more. So I guess you can check it out on www.hollywoodcombatcenter.com and see his work. And there's many other people, so they must have other people that are going to be listed underneath special guests for this, because it's actually, once again, it's not till June, so you can check it out. And I'm trying to see, it has, like, hotel reservations, schedule, newsletter. Let's see, featured guest of honor. I'm going to see if there's anything that comes up, anybody that I would know. See, it's not till June, so it says, we're currently working hard to bring you some great celebrity guests to Comic Con 2014. So that's not till, you know, not till June. And I'm just browsing. It says June 13th to the 15th. And that's basically what it says here. And it says, you know, you can submit a film for consideration at our film festival. 48-hour action film contest where you can be part of the unique contest for that. So you can check that out. Okay, I'm just trying to bring up some information here. I get an email. I'm like, I'm live on the air. I know you people don't really see this. But I was like, I type to people when I'm live on the air. I've got the cat over here. She's all waking up right now. And I'm like, I thought she was going to be a good kitty. I'm trying to talk to a couple people here. So, you know, if anybody wants to call in to my show, my telephone number, 347-989-1473. Once again, 347-989-1473. And there's another really great, awesome event that's going to be happening this month. And if you all know who Don the Dragon Wilson is, the living legend, you can actually meet him in Atlanta. And I'm actually pulling up the information. Give me one moment with that. And I'm going to pull it up. And it says here, it's Action Martial Arts Magazine Mega Weekends, the martial arts event of the decade, January 24th to the 26th, 2014, Tropicana, Atlantic City, and it's like ultimate destination. All guest appearances are subject to change. And I'm not really sure who everybody is going to be there. I know that Don the Dragon Wilson is actually going to be there. So if you ever wanted to meet the living legend himself, you should really, you know, get over to Atlanta. So it's like a big, huge Action Martial Arts Magazine mega weekend. And I think they'll be signing autographs and such. So I know, I mean, it shows people in the picture, but I don't really want to say, because all I know is that Don Wilson, I know he's definitely going to be there from the 25th. I don't know if he's going to be there all day, but saying that it's from the 25th to the 27th. And I was trying to bring this up on the site there. And, you know, you can actually meet Don the Dragon Wilson. And that's something that if I was in Atlantic on here, it says, once again, it's actually this month, I would be so pumped. I mean, it shows pitches. You know, I really can't tell who's actually going to be there. I know that Don the Dragon Wilson is actually going to be there. It shows picture of Michael J. White. I mean, I know that Michael J. White is actually tagged in the picture. It shows him in the picture. I don't know if he's going to be there or not. A whole bunch of people I actually recognize. I know that Don the Dragon Wilson is actually going to be there. So it's at, once again, the Tropicana Atlantic City. And I was trying to bring up the Tropicana Facebook page, and it didn't have any information, but I know that I think you can book a hotel room, and it looks like a really beautiful place. I mean, swear to God, if I ever win the lottery, I'd be, like, going to these things, you know. I mean, this is stuff that I really, like, really love. It's just something that, man, this is the stuff that I die for, that I live for. I mean, there'd be a whole bunch of ninjas running around in this place, and it's something that I would enjoy. And I'm like, I'm sitting here trying to breathe with the flu, and I'm trying to get all excited. I'm ready to pass out. I'm ready to hit my head off the computer, and I'm talking, you know, trying to look this stuff up because I run the show myself, and I will be getting, you know, really great guests for my show. And Don Wilson's been really, really busy, but I will be having him as a future guest on my show. So I'm very happy about that. And I've been trying to promote, also his company, Traditions, which for me, my whole life, I've always looked for, you know, dragons on clothing. And I've had this impossible past, and you can ask all my friends back home in Boston. I love dragons. I even have a dragon tattoo on the back of my shoulder. I mean, granted, that is dedicated to Bruce Lee. It's just this cute little dragon. But my whole life I've been searching for clothing lines, you know, here in America, because when you go to order from another country, sometimes it takes like a month to get something. And, you know, sometimes to return something to another country, it's kind of crazy and stuff. And you really want to have an idea of what the clothing is like. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I'm so very excited. I was sent some of the T-shirts from Traditions, and I'm actually going to be doing a photo shoot in the T-shirts. I have to get over this flu thing, and I have a woman, a photographer, who's going to be taking pictures of me in the Traditions T-shirts, and I will be posting that on my Facebook page. But I'm very excited because when I was, like, putting on this one shirt, it's red with a dragon on. The funny thing is, I can't really take good pictures of myself. I have this craptastic cell phone, and I'm trying to work on getting a better cell phone, learning how to do photography for myself. And, you know, famous pictures of selfies, you take them in the bathroom. You know, I wasn't sitting on the toilet taking a poop or anything like that, but I was actually taking pictures, trying to bounce it off the mirror. The funny thing is, when I went to take the picture of me in this red shirt from Traditions, because of the dragon, it's white, and took a picture, it looked like it was glowing. And people are like, oh, it glows in the dark, and it doesn't. So I'm like, oh, crap, I don't want to make this look like false advertisement and telling people, no, that's not the shirt. The shirt does not glow. It just happened the way that's how it looked. So I was like, this is really kind of cool. And I was like, psyched. And then I had on the green shirt, and I was like, oh, man, this is awesome. And it's like, I almost don't want to wear the T-shirts because I love them so much, and I don't want to get them dirty. But, I mean, you know, it's something for me personally. I wish I could put on a whole fashion show of all the Traditions clothing line. I would love to see it expand because Don the Dragon Wilson, he is this living legend. He's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. The man is so down to earth. I mean, he's got this charisma, this energy that people just, like, love him. Can you imagine a whole fashion show runway of the Traditions clothing line? I would love to see expand Traditions pocketbooks, sneakers, underwear. I mean, you name it. Imagine seeing that, a dragon on a clothing line. For me, I just love dragon on the clothing line. That's my thing, and it just seems like just to come across this. I feel very blessed to have these T-shirts, and it makes me so happy. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, and a lot of women are all into, like, the latest style of, like, pocketbooks and stuff. But for me, I mean, I feel like I've won $1 million just with a couple of these T-shirts. I love them very much. And I know people that when they're trying to promote things, you know, they talk about it, but this is stuff that, believe me, if I had a whole bunch of money, I'd be buying everything in the traditions and wearing them every single day. I mean, it's just my style because I love dragons. And, man, if I could really, like, I used to draw a lot, and this was before all the CG stuff that came out. Honest to God, before I got into acting and a little bit of stunt work, I used to want to be a cartoonist. And I used to love drawing. I used to draw, like, Disney cartoons and stuff, and I used to really want to be a cartoonist. And it just seems like, you know, maybe I'll take it up again. And I used to freehand things. And I still have a picture somewhere on my Facebook of Stitch. And it's something that I drew freehand, and I just used to love drawing it. And I would love to design, you know, dragon things, you know, even for, like, women clothing. Like, I wish I could. And I was like, you know, that's why I guess I really love the Christian clothing line. And just me, myself, growing up, I've never really wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. And it's something, as a fan myself, what, like, really, I mean, I can't say if, you know, I can say if I'm a salesperson per se, but the tradition clothing line, I love it. And I see so many people in different countries that really love the tradition clothing line. You see them wearing it, taking pictures of themselves in it, and they love Don Wilson. You know, he's so humble, and he's just, his energy is unbelievable. And I hope someday I get to meet him in person because, you know, growing up and watching people like Jackie Chan and many other people, you know, like James Liu, and I could go on to Michael J. White, and just go on to Donnie Yen, Jet Li, Sammo Hung, Michelle Yeoh, and just go on and name all these people growing up. And even, it's just for me, and getting, it's like, I'm just so very thankful, and I want to cry. I don't know if I'm over-emotional because I'm, like, run down with the flu a little bit. Like I said, I could bounce my head off the computer right now, and you guys would just, like, love it, because I know how people like to hurt them. You know, when people get hurt, people laugh, so you can all laugh at me. So if you hear a big boom, that's my head hitting off the computer there. But anyway, just thinking that, you know, here I am being very blessed where in my circle and getting to connect with people who I've watched their work my whole life. And honest to God, the thing that I did not know growing up, watching a lot of, like, ninja films, like American Ninja, there's one guy I call him my ninja pal, and he's so cool, and he's just so laid back, and he just treats me like this human being where he's a ninja. He's a Hollywood ninja, and he does all these crazy stunts. He's crazy. And you know how crazy he is? You know how they have all these jokes about Chuck Norris, right? And they say about Chuck Norris this and that, all these jokes and stuff. Well, one of my ninja pals, Stephen Lambert, who I've had on my show, he's actually worked with Chuck Norris and was chasing after Chuck Norris. This guy's got to have big gahoonies, you know, chasing after Chuck Norris in a film in a dune buggy. And it's like, he's gonna really be brave. But there I was my whole life. And I've watched so much of Stephen Lambert's work, and I've seen, like, on his Facebook page, and he's posting pictures of stuff that he's done. And my jaw is dropped to the floor because I'm, like, sitting here going, Stephen, you were in this, and I saw that and didn't know that was you. You were in this, and I saw that and didn't know it was you. He was, like, on Indiana Jones, working with Harrison Ford, and I'm like, what the heck? It says all this stuff that Stephen Lambert has done his whole life, I didn't have a clue. But once again, when I was growing up, we didn't have all this technology. We were lucky to have cable, and we had black and white TVs. And let me tell you, these TVs, I mean, nowadays the flat screen TVs, I've never owned a flat screen TV. I don't even own a TV. I have a computer, which I'm addicted to, like, Netflix, or I'm like a kid in the candy store. But my point to with the TVs back then, we had UHF and VHF, and we had two knobs. And I swear to God, these knobs were horrible. They would, like, come out, and you would have to have a coat hanger to put on the back of your TV where it was like rabbit ears, and it was kind of crazy because when you wanted to find out many years ago, and watching things, you couldn't find out who the Sun people were. It wasn't like you could stop the TV. If the credits went by, that was it. If you missed them, you couldn't stop what was on the TV, not like what they did, you know. And you would never know who the Sun people were. You know, it was just really too fast. Now it's like getting to know these people that I've, you know, grew up watching. I feel like a little kid once again because I'm like, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling because, you know, it was really kind of weird where I couldn't really talk about stuff that I loved because I was a girl. And you girls are supposed to like Barbies. And this is really, really true. I'm not kidding. And it's like I used to hate Barbie dolls and I used to tie them up and like whip them around the room. I'm not kidding because if you really think about it, Barbies were not – I mean, the body of Barbies, that was not realistic for a little girl. Because you look at it, you take the clothes off a Barbie doll, and you're like, that's not what I look like. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know what it is about ninjas. I think it's the fascination of that they could take someone out and be very quiet, you know, deadly, and it's like, here I am. I'm a spaz, so if I'm ever really play a ninja for me to shut up, that's really a difficult task, but it's just something where they would be so sneaky and they could take people out and they just get away with it and everything. And ninjas could pull all these weapons out of nowhere, ninja stars, blades. I mean, all the like on Ninja Assassin where they have, I don't know the name of the weapon, but people say, Shelly, if you get this weapon, it's a chain and it has this blade. And I was like, I want to get that. And they're like, Shelly, if you get that, you practice, you're going to wrap it around your head and you're going to poke your eye out with it. It's like, it's just a really cool weapon. And I just like, I don't know why I love weapons and it scares guys. It's like, I'm just fascinated with weapons and, like, learning about it. But, you know, it freaks people out. I can't help it. But, you know, getting back to, you know, like I said, you can actually meet Don the Dragon Wilson. I'm pulling this up once again. It says here, at Tropicana Casino, Atlantic City, New Jersey, it's January 25th to the 27th, 2014. But I was trying to find a schedule. Maybe it'll pop up more. And once again, I do apologize, but you can actually go and look there. And it looks like a beautiful, beautiful hotel where it is. I don't know which exact room it is, but that's at Tropicana. It's Tropicana. And, man, I would die to just be there. I would just be like in awe. I can't help it. I just, you know, someday I'm going to be out in California. I'm like, I'm writing my own, you know, film and stuff. And, you know, being a fan of like ninjas and samurais, and I wanted to do my homework and be smart. Because I know that sometimes when you put women in a film, and they want to put it for a certain look, and you know that some of the women, they have, like, stunt doubles and stuff. So I'm looking to see, and being smart, and I see comments on the internet, how fans react, and people say, well, if someone's playing a samurai, they're just actors and stuff. But if you really think about this, and you see fans' reactions saying, well, why isn't a samurai played by someone who's really Japanese? Or something, this is why can't it really be of that bloodline? So the thing that I was doing, you know, getting ideas, and I know before anybody says anything, and everything does take money, I do understand, let me do one step at a time so I don't sabotage myself and get over, you know, overheated and stuff. Write my story. I won't say the plot, but I do have the ideas, and I've been posting on Facebook, and the thing that kind of got to me is looking at Dalton Dragon Wilson. Okay, and his bloodline, he is Japanese, right? So the thing is, I pictured Don the Dragon Wilson as a samurai. And all these years, you know, because he is a warrior, he's a living legend, how no one could ever picture Don the Dragon Wilson as a samurai. And I'm sitting here and go, how come no one ever thought of that? So what I did is I took a program, and I took Don Wilson's head and put it in a samurai costume. And he really did like it because this is something that I could picture him eat because in his face and that serious look that Don Dragon Wilson has, it just worked. So the other thing with I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that I have ideas that I've made friends with, that I have ideas to write them in. And I'm calling it Team Ninja and Team Samurai and stuff, and I've got bad guys and good guys and stuff. And Don the Dragon Wilson, his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, who was on my show, who I'm also thinking of, you know, writing something to him and having him as on Team Samurai. So I took Jonathan Hiroshi's head and put it in a samurai costume. And thinking, too, because it's two generations. You know, it's the older generation, which is Don the Dragon Wilson, and the younger generation is Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson. And I think fans would like to see that, you know, to see the two generations, because if we're perfectly honestly, and even though it's my dream and I have dreams to work with Jackie Chan and stuff and other people, the reality is, no matter what's my dream, and, you know, just hear me out, and I'm not letting it get me down because I'm considered kind of like a nobody. I mean, I have my dreams, and I'm not going to let it down. People aren't going to really want to see me in a film. And then that's when I'm, like, coming, you know, trying to become business smart, and you got to give people what they want because, if, you know, indie film and stuff, it's okay, fine for me to do a little short film. But the reality is if I'm going to do a bigger film, you got to get the people the names for it. And I know everybody wants to get paid, but, like, let me write the story first and get someone to help me write a script. And going on with people, who else I want in the film. Now, I made other friends, you know, too, is Douglas Wong, who he's another sweetheart. He's like a master in martial arts, and all these people, they're out in California. And believe me, it's going to make all sense. So to get back to the characters, Douglas Wong, who's trained people in Hollywood for many, many years, he trained Kevin Sorbo, who is Hercules, Lucy Lawless, who played Xena. He helped train Jason Scott Lee from the Dragon Bruce Lee story and that guy from The Notebook, Ryan Gosling, when he was in Young Hercules. He helped train him and a couple other people. So Douglas, whose son, you know, this, like I said, this is the second generation, Travis Wong, who actually is a ninja. He's in high demand and stuff. So what I was doing, putting Douglas and Douglas's son, this is all ideas, and taking them and putting them on Team Ninja. And Douglas was like, I don't know if I can be a ninja. But I was like, well, Douglas, you're just on Team Ninja for now. And I can actually, you know, have Douglas, which will be the wise man. Not saying he's old, but meaning because he has so much knowledge, he'll be on Team Ninja. And his son, he's once again, a second generation, you know, and have him and on Team Ninja. And the, you know, the Wilsons and the Wongs are going to be actually good. And I'm doing my homework and studying more, you know, looking, going back centuries and learning more, not just like, you know, in the films, but studying the history of the ninjas and the samurais. And I was watching a documentary, and I guess there was a samurai. I got to find out what the name of it is, but I was watching a documentary, and I guess a samurai from Japan, I think it was the 11th century, went to China and trained with a priest in the mountains in China. And this was during the 11th century. And I guess, because they say ninja, you know, Japanese. So learning about this, so it's like, I know that ninjas, you know, Japanese, and like, well, try not to mix it all up, and I'm trying to be smart, like I said, learning my homework. So, because bands, when I see what they write, I understand what they're saying, because throughout history, with what I was seeing, you know, some films, they get kind of, you know, whitewashed, and I've seen what was done. So I wanted to give a little bit honor, you know, to ninjas and samurais. I mean, there's going to be bad, you know, and thinking, you know, trying to be who's, like, thinking who's going to be a bad guy. And I don't want to, I mean, there's people that I like, but who has the most experience because of safety factors? And I'm trying to be smart about that. And since I'm going to be in the film, I'm going to do my own stunts too, which sounds crazy, but these people are the experienced people that have been doing stuff in Hollywood. Now, Stephen Lambert, I'm going to have him play Dad Ninja. And Stephen Lambert, he's like double for James Woods. So there was also thinking of having, like I said, this is ideas, you know, James Woods be a bad guy. Now, all you got to say is James Woods. Just the two words, and you already know bad guy because he plays these really sleazy bad guys. And he's going to be head bad guy, and I already have an idea for his son. And then it's going to start in Boston where I'm from. And I already told everybody in Boston, it's going to be a slaughter fest back in Boston. Everyone gets killed in Boston. My boyfriend, I know it's like, who, believe it or not, this is going to be very difficult for me to do. And I'm actually going to take a breakdown in the film a couple of times, and I'm going to have to cry. Now, it's just something where I'm also going to have a little bit of romance in my character, which is going to be very hard because I'd rather be jumping off buildings than doing this stuff. But, you know, it has to be something very traumatic for it to work with the plot. It's going to make all sense when we're doing the film and the script to get it out to California. So everybody dies. I'm going to have my brother, who I'm trying to see, a friend of mine, Henry Nacho, who's been on, like, the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and he's going to be, I guess he's, you know, doing other things. And I want him to play my brother. And I haven't talked with him yet, but I had an idea for him to play my older brother and have him killed, have my boyfriend killed, my younger sister killed, my family back in Boston. Everyone's slaughtered. So I'm totally traumatized where I'm going to get it, like I said, there's going to be a reason and stuff why I got to go out to California. And my old sister, who I want to have as Melissa Tracy, who's been doing stunts in the business for quite a long time. And then I was looking to see, I wanted a terracotta warrior. And looking at Johnny Crane, I mean, all these people have been on my shows and stuff. So I was thinking of Johnny Crane, who fought Jet Li and interviewed Jackie Chan, and he's been working in the business for quite some time now, where I want to get Johnny where he's not really, you know, dialogue guy. He's more like action guy. But I think Johnny, back of his bloodline, he's, I think, part Chinese, and a terracotta warrior is Chinese, and the look on his face, he would fit into a terracotta warrior. You know, if these people I can picture these people and they would fit. And I know I can see that because, you know, I just picture all these things and all these people would be perfect. And there's other people, another guy I know, Tommy Mack, Survey, I think that's how to say his name correctly. He's worked on The Walking Dead. He's worked on a Steve McQueen set. And I want him to play. He's a big, big, big guy, fuzzy guy. Have him, you know, play a samurai, but a bad samurai, because he's a big guy, and it would fit. Believe me, everything, people are going, she's crazy, what the hell is she talking about? You know, I don't want to give away my whole plot in the story, you know, until, you know, it's time. But those are ideas where, you know, thinking about all these people and giving them these roles where I can picture them, because I think it would just be a wonderful thing for fans to see fathers and son play in a film. And I just can picture that because I am a true lover of action films. You know, I don't like to go to the movie theaters to cry, because to pay almost $15 to go cry in a movie theater, I can do that for free at home. Because I am the worst loud windbag when it comes to crying in a movie theater. I can't help it. It's just the way I am. And I'm like, and it's like really, really loud and noticeable. It's embarrassing when I cry in a movie theater. I can't help myself. But it's something that, you know, when I go to a movie theater, I like to totally forget everything. And I like to get all excited. I like the adrenaline, you know, the whole adrenaline going. So the other thing that I'm thinking of doing, and people are going to think, oh, you're crazy, Shelley. You're absolutely nuts. I want to jump out of a helicopter in my film. And I want to take Stephen Lambert with me. I mean, seriously, no, I'm not kidding. I want to do a couple things. I want to be going, like, over, like, 200 miles an hour in a passenger car. Of course, I wouldn't be driving it, but I'm pretty sure I can get stunt people. You know, I would have the stunt person, you know, as part of a character in the film, so the camera can be right on the stunt person, even if they didn't have lines, because you want to make it nowadays. That's what people want to see. I know fans want to see the people, the camera right on what the people are doing, and says, yeah, I'd like to be in the car, and I'd like it to flip over with me, and it is a passion. And people will be like, she's freaking crazy. And go, yeah, I would jump off a building. I mean, I can't do what all these people, these really experienced people do. And I know to be careful. I really know, honest to goodness, to be careful. I know about that. But with this is to get the most experienced people. And for some reason, you know, I mean, the short film that I'm waiting to do, my film, The Dishwasher, that one, short film, even it seems like at this time to get $500 for my film, it just seems so impossible right now. So I will do that. It's just on hold. I wrote it about 6 years ago. But the thing is, I think for some reason, investors seem to like people with bigger names to, what I've been looking at. And I guess the thing to do right now is to write. And that's all I'm going to do, because people are going to come at me and they say, what are you going to do? This is, let me write the story first. And I don't want to do it fast. I want to do my homework. You know, because here I am, funny girl, talks like Rocky or Vin Diesel sometimes, coming from like inner cities around Boston. Nobody's paying for nothing to me. I pay my own bills, I work full-time job, take care of myself. It's not like I have a boyfriend paying everything for me. It's taking care of everything myself. So I'm not being handed anything. And it's been taking me 10 years to network. And I guess, coming from my heart to talk about Don Wilson and be able to connect with them and people in the stunt business, I feel very lucky and very blessed, because not a lot of people have chances like this. And that's why I always say, I support people in their dreams. I don't care whatever somebody's dream is, because people my whole life had wanted to stop me my whole life. And, that's why I'm trying to hang in there as best as I can. And that's why I constantly talk about traditions, the clothing line. I talk about Don Wilson or Jackie or Rocky and all these things all together. And I always repeat this stuff on my show, because these are stuff that I loved. And I guess you should show what's love in your heart. And like Seth, when I talk about weapons, it scares the crap out of guys sometimes. I mean, not like martial arts and stuff, but guys that have gone on, in the past many years ago when talking about it, we freak guys out. And I used to get into arguments. I'm not kidding you. Like guys that I've liked, I used to get into major fights in cars, and they'd be like yelling at me saying, why you want to go do stuff that on film? And I'd be in tears, bawling my eyes at it. And it's like, it's just an art form. That's all it is. It's not stuff I really want to do. And martial arts is supposed to help you with your mind and stuff. And I used to, it was so impossible back home in Boston and try to learn about martial arts when people were telling me all the time, it's not normal. And you're not normal to do that or like Jackie or anything like that. But it's kind of, coming to the conclusion where, it's just things that it was in my past and, whatever. And it was hard, and just finding people, and I keep asking the universe. Now, I know a lot of people, they get all psycho if you mention God or, whatever you believe in. But, I don't push my things upon other people. And I just ask this God, okay, universe, bring me some dragons. Bring me more people that can help me. They can help me lift me up and keep pushing me. And it's like I've learned to, even the last couple years, if people don't support it or put anything down, I can't be around people for whatever reason it is. If people don't support me, I can't have those people around me. And maybe people don't understand what I'm doing, but hey, if they support me, that's fine. And they may think anything I'm doing is weird, but if people, aren't condemning me for what I'm doing and just going, hey, that's pretty cool, Shelly, just go for it. Those are the people that I want to have around me. Not everybody's going to like what I'm doing, but those people don't have to have in my life. And so it's like I always say, support people that have dreams. Because here I am, I come from nothing. I come from absolutely nothing. And people out there that do have dreams, let me tell you, I've been working and networking, and, here I'm on my radio show. I don't know who listens to my shows or anything, and I know people listen to it, and even in the archives afterwards, and here I am, my throat, it's on fire right now, and just sitting here talking to try to do some of my shows and try to keep doing and working and, working on another film, Falcare, where anybody can check out everybody, all the actresses, the director and everybody, Aurora Zakora de Liza. You can check out the whole thing there, and I'm telling you, I'm exhausted, and we were starting with the fight choreography, and I just run myself down. I should take better care of myself. I know I should, and it's my responsibility to do that, but I've worn myself down, and I'm exhausted. Sometimes at my other job, I work 9 to 10 hours a day, and trying to get my radio show, and then sometimes networking, because I'm in Standard Eastern Time, trying to talk to other people in Pacific Time, that, you know, it could be, I could be up later, and then it's like, you know, you have to get up for your job and do that. And that's what being on Dreams, and, you know, I know a lot of people, you're going to sit there and you're going to say, you know, people are handed things. It's not fair. It's not fair. Okay, maybe it's not fair. That's okay. But I know I repeat myself on my show all the time, because when you're not handed something and you got to work for it and the things happen for you, you're going to appreciate it much more. And I know some girls are like, say out there, you know, well, some girls are handed to the, you know, certain things, like guys give them everything. They'll give them clothes and money and cars and everything and that. And some girls are like, well, how come these women are handed things? You know what, ladies? I'm telling you straight out. When you work for something and you achieve that, you're going to appreciate so much more. Believe me, I know. So I'm not handed anything, and I get to work for it. Now, I'm networking, and I'm connecting, but no one's handing. They're making me work for it. They're just, you know, supporting me. And you know what? The best feeling is now I'm getting supporters, because years ago I didn't really have that many supporters. And it's not the fact, I'm not saying I'm a big-name actor, but it's just that people believing me a little bit more, there's another person here or there, and it's a wonderful feeling that people support me. And like I said, I have nothing. I come from nothing. You know, I don't come from money or anything like that. I'm just working on things, and it's, and almost have this wonderful feeling inside when you really feel free. And you know when you're really, really happy is when you really don't give a hoot about what anybody thinks about you, and you keep doing what you got to do. I mean, of course, you know, nobody's going to be happy 100% of the time. You know, maybe there's some people that are. I mean, I'm not happy all the time. I'm not going to sit here and lie and try to put on a fake front. I'm not perfect. I have faults. I have flaws. I'm a spaz. Look, I talk funny, okay? I'm going to listen to how I talk. And I try to spell things out because I can't pronunciate. It might drive people up the wall and stuff like that. But I do my best every day. Someday I might have a bad day, but then I go to bed and say, tomorrow's another day. And how does that thing go? Every day is like a present, because you don't know what tomorrow could bring. And I just, you know, having experiences like over the summer, I got to climb a mountain. I don't know how high it up was, but making friends. My friend Jen and I, she's like, okay, let's go climb this mountain. It was Tumble Down Mountain. And, you know, I didn't know which way to go, the path and stuff like that. I mean, there's a path you can follow. Of course, we take the hardest path to go. And there was, you know how you survive climbing a mountain? Because you have no choice. You climb it, and it's like there was the part where, you know, you go through this crevice, and there's like these two bars that I guess, you know, they put in. It's called, I'm not kidding, I didn't make this up, and I'm not making funny, what's called Fat Man's Misery. Because you literally have to squeeze through this thing. It says, if I'm not going to squeeze through this thing, I'm going to get killed. And you have to really, really be careful. And when I got to the top of the mountain, I should actually post the video. And I get to the top of it, and I'm thinking of Rocky, and I'm going, Drago! Drago! And there I am screaming at the top of the mountain. I think if I can download it from my phone, and I'll actually post it tonight if it works, if it can do it, because I tried posting it before and it didn't work, and I'm just a spaz. Well, anyway, I'm just trying to see what time is it right now. It's like almost time night for Shelley. So once again, if you want to meet Dawn the Dragon Wilson, you know, check that out. It's the Tropicana. See how I talk? I talk really kind of funny here. I've got the flu, and I think my voice is getting a little scratchy here. The Martial Arts Events of the Decade, Tropicana. It's in Atlanta City, and it's January 24th to 26th in 2014. If you guys meet Dawn Wilson, give him a hug for me, saying, Shelley Nunchuck says hi. Just tell him, No, man, I don't know if Michael J. White is going to be there. Oh, baby, I think I'd pass out if I ever met Michael J. White in person. Oh, hamada, hamada, hamada. Good-looking man, let me tell you. I was like, man, that guy flies like Tony Jaa. I don't know how this big man, he's like a big brick wall. If I ever worked on set, I know you got to focus and not bother the actors on set, but, man, if Michael J. White took his top off, I would just pass out right there on the set. I know. You got to be good and behave, and I would. I'm very respectful on set. You need to do a job and stuff, but I can't help myself. But anyway, those are the subjects I wanted to talk about. I'm ready to go night-night myself, and I'm going to be getting guests on my show. And, you know, 2014, yeah, January 30th is Chinese New Year. I can't wait. I'm going to probably gain an extra 15 pounds for Chinese New Year. All those steamed buns. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Oh, I love Chinese New Year. All the films that I get to watch, you know, from overseas, it's a blessing. Just, like, love that day and just eat all those Chinese steamed buns. Yum, 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 yum. Well, everyone, thank you so much for supporting my show from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. I can't tell you for the support. I think I'm almost up to my 150th show. Yeah, 150. I can't believe I've done that many shows so far, or pretty close. I think I'm like 147, 148, almost hitting that many shows. And, you know, like I said, if anybody has a dream out there, just remember, at least try whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, because you are as good as anybody else. I'll support you in your dream. I don't know if you want to make gingerbread cookies in the shape of kitty cats with big blue booties on or something like that, and you want to make those type of cookies, hey, what do you got to lose? Try. I failed at many things just to get on my own path. You never know till you try. And thank you once again for everybody tuning into my show. And I will be having a great line of guests, Stephen Lambert, Michael Dudikoff, American Ninja. I am trying to get him on my show. I'm trying to think of other people. Don the Dragon Wilson, he will be a future guest. Other people on my show, I'll be trying to get more guests on my show. And as I end the show with the song called Battle Song, it's actually in our film, Valkyr. It's going to be, I think, during our big fight scene, but it's a Horus Accord to Leezer and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, singing together. But, you know, like in any film, music sets the mood. So you're going to really hear this. It's kind of a long song, but it's an epic kind of song. And, you know, I just feel very blessed, and hopefully I'll kick this flu. I'll kung fu the crap out of this flu. And, like, hopefully it's halfway over with. I'm hanging in there. I know. Keep hydrated. Eat more. Cuddle with the kitty. Keep warm. But I'm telling you, living here in Maine, it's like living in the North Pole. I swear to God, I think I saw some penguins and some polar bears running around here. I know. Keep warm, you know, best they can. And everyone, just remember, once again, all those that have dreams that are dreamers, I'll believe in you. If you have no one to support you, just think, Shelly Nunchucks, you'll have one person at least got you back. There's a start for you. Everyone, anyway, good night and peace out. And also, you'll be hearing from me on Sunday. All right, thank you and good evening.